الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعه. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead Him astray. And whom Allah leads to stray, there is none who can guide Him aright. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah alone and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and His angels sent blessings upon the Prophet. O ye who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with a worthy greeting. I'm about. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, in the khutbah today, I would like to remind myself and you of what, to my mind, is the essence of taqwa. The essence of taqwa is tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you cannot truly believe and follow someone that you don't put your trust in. And the difficulty for the human being is that Allah is basically from the Al-Ghaib, the unseen. Nobody's seen Allah. Certainly we see the signs of Allah and we learn from His NBF, but no one has seen Allah. So you're basically being asked to trust in someone you haven't seen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله لا إله إلا هو وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, Allah, there is no God but He. Therefore, upon Allah, let the believers put their trust. Now, as a guidance, as a commandment from the Lord of all the worlds, this is sufficient. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows His creatures. He knows that we respond better when we have reasons for the responses that we are supposed to make. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on in His book to describe Himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْزُ بِلَهِ مِنْ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدَهُ مُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, blessed is He in whose hands is dominion, and He has determination over all things. So Allah is telling you that He is blessed. Allah is telling you that in His hands are all things, the power over all things, and that He has dominion over everything. So now, you know, when I was growing up in this country, and I guess they have maybe have the equivalent saying in other countries, I don't know. But when we were competing against one another in sports and things like that, we had a little say. He said, well, if you don't know who you're dealing with, you better ask somebody. You know, it was a braggadocious thing. And it meant like, you know, my prowess is such that you better watch out. Well, Allah doesn't do that. Allah tells you who He is. You don't have to ask anybody. Allah in His book tells you who He is. And now He's telling you, since you now you know who I am, this is why you, if you believe in me, you have tawakkul of me. You have trust in me. You put your whole self into my hands. This is very difficult. Allah says, وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and persevere with patience and prayer, and this is hard, except for those who are humble. وَالَذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَكُو رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. صدق الله العظيم. Allah goes on to say, and not only are they humble, but they know that they belong to Allah. And to Allah is their return. So when you know these things, you have this knowledge that Allah has given you. This is the guidance from Allah. This knowledge of who Allah is, what your relationship is to Him, then you have to overcome your own human weaknesses that Allah put into you, but He put it there so you can have something to overcome. If it wasn't there, you would be malaika. You would be angels. No problems with Allah. Allah said, dude, we hear them. Okay, that's the malaika. But among the human beings, who is Allah said they say we hear and obey? The believers. They said, But not Allah said all the human beings. The believers. And now Allah says here that the believers are the ones who do what? You have to walk over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that we have to work on daily. Because with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورِ. Allah says, don't let the life of this world deceive you. And don't let the chief deceiver, meaning Shaitan, deceive you about Allah. So there's so many distractions, so many veils of deception, as they are called by the scholars, between you and Allah that make you put your trust in those things as opposed to seeing through those veils and seeing, put your trust in the only place that trust is supposed to be put. And that's in your Creator. In the one who sustained you, in the one who gave you your life in the first place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever has taqwa, and that's why I said tawakkul is the essence of taqwa. Whoever has taqwa, Allah will make a way for him out of every difficulty and provide for him from sources he could never imagine. And whoever has tawakkul, whoever puts their trust in Allah, will find they don't need anything else. That Allah is sufficient. Why? Because Allah's commandments will be enacted. Whatever Allah has commanded is going to happen. And Allah has made a command for everything. So when you start to understand
your relationship with your Creator in this in the way that He explains it to you here, then the next thing is natural is to trust Him. Now, does kalapa mean that you sit down in the middle of the road and wait for food to fall out of the sky on you and you don't do anything? You just sit there? No, it doesn't mean that. There's a word that's similar to waka, which the people of the Salaf, the Sufis, and the aesthetic people use this word, and they accept sometimes, a lot of times. And what comes to them, they accept. But this is not the condition of a normal person, of most people. Most people don't have this kind of ill or suffer to do these things. We're talking about most of the people. So, Allah says, Tawakkul is trust, but is you make your effort for whatever it is you're making your effort for, and then you trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever the outcome is the outcome that it's supposed to be. Now, Allah does provide for people who, don't go out and do anything. We know that Maryam, the mother of Prophet Isa, Allah provided her with food in her room. Food that didn't even grow where she lived, that was out of season when what did grow there. And He just provided it for her. This is one case. But as we know, when Maryam gave birth to Prophet Isa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told her to do what? He told her to go out to do the finest palm tree and get designated for her. And then He said, shake it. And the dates will fall down for you. Now Allah could have said, go to this palm tree, I already made the dates fall on the ground for you. And it's there. But He told her to shake it. Why? Was it necessary? No, it wasn't necessary. But Allah chooses to do things the way He wants to do them. Not the way you think they ought to be done. If Allah gave you everything that you said and waited for, then you would never go out and do anything. Allah said, go do something. Matter of fact, there's a story, I'm not really sure the validity of it, that comes from the Torah, when they talk about Prophet Musa, and they said that Allah told him to strike the rock and the springs will come out, the water come out, and there's one version that I remember reading, said, Prophet Musa said, do I have to strike the rock? Can't you just make the water come out? And that's what it is. They had difficulty with wandering in the desert and so forth. Allah allowed them to treat you that. But it's a good example for what happens to people if Allah does provide everything for you like that. Then who's the master, who's the slave? You see? So Allah, He may provide it for you once, and then He said, go get it out here the other time. Why? It's not about the provision, it's about your obedience. It's about you trusting in Allah that if Allah said, wait, if Allah said, go get it, send me an Al-Qa'ana, we hear and we obey, regardless of what the command is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because then we trust that the command is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أياكم أحسن عملا وهو عزيز غفور صدق الله العظيم. Again, Allah has explained to you who He is. He's saying He is the one who created death and life. Why? Just for because He felt like it? No. It's for you. To test you. Which of you is best in conduct? Meaning, which of you obeys Allah the best? So that's what your life is about. It's not about being president of the United States or king of the world or having the best children and wives. This is not. This is. They call it dinner, decoration. This is not. Your life is about who is best in conduct. Meaning, who obeys Allah the best. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the believers أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنين الذي إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زدهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, identifies who the believers are. Allah says the believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts become fearful. And when these verses are recited to them, it increases them in iman, in faith. And upon their Lord, they rely. So you see, Allah is not just telling you about himself, he's telling you about you. He is your criterion, your forecast. When you Allah is mentioned, is your heart fearful? When you hear his verses, does it increase your iman? When your iman is increased, do you put your tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is your measuring stick. Right here. This is from Surah Al-Tawbah, ayah number 2. So, this is the Lord of all the worlds when we say, praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. This is your relationship to Him. And this is what the essence of your relationship should be, that you worship Allah, and you trust in Allah, and you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you do what He commanded you to do, and you try to do it in the best way that you can do it. And if you make a mistake, as Allah said, He's most merciful, all forgiving. Make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, forgive me. I did something wrong. I said something wrong. And my mind wasn't where it should have been. I missed the salah. Make it up. So don't let the shaitan fool you about Allah's forgiveness. Because you have that tawakkul that Allah will forgive you when you make tawbah. And if you don't have 100% trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then your faith needs to be examined, because there's some shirking. Because in human terms, 100% is all. So if you're 95%, where's that other 5%? Who do you put that in? My bank account? My father? My mother? It's not in Allah. When you can say 100%, as we say in Hajj, the Baikalat Munadin. Here I am, Allah. Take me. Do what you want to do with me. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when they stoned him out of Tyre, he said, oh Allah, as long as you're not displeased with me, I don't care what happens to me. But your mercy is better for me than wrath. So this is what we as believers want to develop in ourselves. And sometimes, and we have it. I don't think there's anybody here that doesn't have some degree of tawakkul in Allah. But the more we have, the closer we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the better Muslims we are, the better community we become. And then these other things that are un-Islamic that we always have to fall prey to and answer questions about that other people do because they're ignorant, It won't be there. We'll be as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah said that He created you as the best community because you forbid what's wrong. And you enjoy what's right and you forbid what's wrong. So may Allah help us to have this tawakkul in our hearts. الحمد لله تكبير السماوات والأرض جاهل الملائكة رسلا أولي أسمية مثنى وثلاث وأربع يزيد في الخلق من يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. Thus, in closing, look at some of the more prominent examples of tawakkul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and has spoken through the teachings of His enemy and His prophets. We'll start with Prophet Nuh. Prophet Nuh preached to the people of Tawheed, tawakkul, taqwa, 950 years. And nobody accepted. That means that the people used to put their clothing over their heads and put their fingers in their ears. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, no, build a ship. Where is Prophet Nuh? Where does he live? Does he live in Santa Monica? Does he live in Santa Barbara? Does he live at the ocean's edge? No. He lives in the middle of a desert. There's no water anywhere. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, build a ship. The Prophet Nuh said, well, I'm in the desert. Why should I build? No. Start building a ship. Polanco. The mother of Prophet Musa. Allah said what? Put him in a basket and do what? Put him in a river. There's crocodiles in this river. This is a river. This is the River Nile. This is the biggest river in Africa. She didn't say any of those things. She put him in and she made a basket. She put him in the basket and she trusted in Allah. Prophet Ibrahim. They put him in a fire. The Malaika came to him. Did he say, get a fire engine? No. He said, Allah knows my condition. I don't need anything. Leave me. Now these are cases of tawakkul of the best of the people. But those best of the people aren't there to say you can't be one of them. They're there to be an example for you to what you can be if you strive for it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily man can have nothing except what he strives for. So strive for your tawakkul. Strive to be putting your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing else. Don't let the life of this world deceive you, and do not let the shaitan deceive you about Allah. May Allah help us to keep these things in remembrance. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والأحياء منهم والأموات إنك أنت السميع القريب مجيب الدعوة يا رب العالمين. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسولك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.